and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 335. How are we all doing?
Well, Simon's in first. Ooh. Johnny's going to cook his steak. We had steak.
We did.
Yes. We had steak and asparagus and cheesy, gluten-free...
Something or other.
Yeah, I forgot what they call them. It was basically...
Isn't it cheese croquettes or something?
Croquettes or something,
there
yeah.
There you go.
They were almost forgotten, actually.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now it's all coming out.
Yeah.
So, hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. Literally, you were beaten by seconds, Jonathan. Nanoseconds. Hello, Kim. Oh, we've got snow.
Have you seen the picture of Kiva?
I've not seen the picture of Kiva.
Yeah, Kim posted a picture of Kiva.
I need to see the picture of Kiva.
There's a picture of Kiva. There's Kiva.
Oh, look at Kiva.
She wants a biscuit, not
she
Kiva.
She does. She's very upset that you're ignoring her.
Right.
After she was so good all afternoon, weren't you?
She's been a very good dog.
She has. Right. You give her a biscuit and I'll give her a dentist stick. Oh, Daddy. Gets the whole biscuit off Daddy. She's doing the old bait and switch manoeuvre. Try it again with half a biscuit. She's sort of interested. I think she'd rather have a Jonathan steak. Definitely. So is the snow fabulous? Is it amazing? We've had one flake. It's been threatening all day, but just the one flake. Hello, Paul. Good morning to you. How is it down there?
Morning, good morning.
Hello, Tony. Paul's been trying to help Kim with her bootable SSD, not going as expected. Good grief. What's gone wrong with it? Oh, no, that's a simple job. It is a very simple job. CQ, Deb, CQ. So, is it cold?
And are you going to clear those crumbs, madam?
No, I'm not, Daddy. That's your job. 10 inches of snow. That would be fabulous. Oh, I would love that. And 0 degrees where Deb is. Is the electric on? That's the primary thing. Making sure that we've got backups of everything. And power brakes.
Right.
Power brakes. Nothing simple when you're involved. Oh, Kim. No, seriously, it really is. You make an image.
Money?
Once you've got the image, all you need to do is switch the boot disk. It's simple, honestly. Maybe mine's made easier, because usually by then, the internal drive's long gone. I mean, it's sat there, but it's dead. Right, I've got it.
Mummy's got it.
Give me a paw. Very good. That was half-hearted, wasn't it? Daddy, I've got it now. Got my dentist stick. Happy dog. Happy, happy dog. Oh, the electric's on. That's brilliant. Ah, that part went well. Excellent. Well, what's left to do? What's left to do, Kim? Well, where's it going wrong? Once you've got into your system preferences, with both drives there, which the internal one will be, because you probably booted to it, then just tell it to boot to the other one and that's it. That's the easy bit. No, that was the easy bit. What have we been up to? Oh, another day of excelling, actually, haven't we?
Mm.
There was that another 5 hours?
Yeah.
No, it was 6 hours. It was 6 hours, though, because we didn't finish till 3 o'clock. Not that I was excelling. I was listening to the excelling, but I wasn't personally excelling.
I was excelling.
No, I was LMSing. Oh, yes, I've got data from Sarah. So I've got real toys to play with. We have a spreadsheet that we don't need as a spreadsheet. Sarah basically needs to have a magic wand wafted over it. And it turned into a course in the LMS in Notion. So I was playing with that. So come on, Kim. I'm desperate to know what went on then. What happened next when the computer bit back? So weather-wise, it's cold, very cold. In fact, it's been below zero all day, which is quite alarming, isn't it? Wouldn't have expected that during the day. At night, yes, during the day, no. But happy to report, not minus 22, like in Scotland. And I haven't touched the news site all night. Not interested at all. No, not all day have I even looked at it. That way I don't need pandas on prescription, do I? When you're working in a folder that you've opened, it still shows the pathway as the old hard drive. When I check out the changes you've made, they don't show up on the new bootable drive. Hmm. And you've definitely booted to the new bootable drive. You see, what I'd be tempted to do is eject the other one. Mind you, usually mine's dead by then. If you eject the other one, if you've booted to the external and you eject the other one, then it can't really be wrong, can it? Are the drives named the same? And if not, how different are they? Did you mention the desktop there? No, just the path. Hmm. That's an interesting one. Not had that issue. Okay, I will head to Slack. Let's have a look at Slack. Too busy to turn around all after yesterday. After yesterday's total debacle. Okay. So, I want to erase a T7 Touch. Okay. Is this the SSD you were going to use? This T7 Touch? So I've had a look at that one. And we've got another one. We don't really want the master boot record. Was that dealt with? Let's have a look at the next one. GUID partition map is what you need. So, yep, that looks okay. So far, so good. I think I'm on to number 3. Let's carry on. We've got one there. So, come on, we're going to backup task. Take the Macintosh HD. There's the untitled. Safety net off. That's good. That looks okay there. So I'm down to the grey one at the moment. Right, I'm now moving on to the one where it says... what's this one? So we now have bootable SSD. That looks like a permissions issue. What are you doing, Lola? I'm just trying to get comfortable. Which necessitates turning around 17 times before she sits down. Well, you're in as the guest there. So what were you doing in the guest account? Down the bottom, it says bootable SSD users guest pictures. You shouldn't be in as the guest. Even if you are the admin, you would need permission to get to the desk guest account. But I would suspect that your account was Kim and you were trying to get into there. So when it says it can't be opened, you don't have permission to see its contents. That would be right because it's not your pictures folder, it's the guest folder. So I'll just go on past that one. So I've got this next one that says startup disk, bootable. Yep, that looks fine. So that should boot to the bootable. And then we've got this one. What's this one? Nope, that one's from Paul. So I'd have to read all of that. That corrected when you restarted, you were just looking at everything came across. Right, okay. Oh, good grief, this goes on and on. Hang on, here we go. Let's go at the bottom. So I'm looking at... what's selected in the sidebar here? Bootable. That looks to me as though it's actually booted to the Macintosh HD again because the bootable drive is ejectable. And it shouldn't be if you've booted to it. You can't eject the boot disk. So that looks like it's booted to the Macintosh HD. And then it goes on and on and on. Oh, hang on. Is there any more? I can't see enough on that one, Kim. The smaller one that's looking at the documents, because I can't see the full path at the bottom. I can see Macintosh HD. I just can't see the drives down the left-hand side. Let me open up mine. Right. Yeah, it looks like it's booted to the Macintosh HD.
What do you want?
Because if you open up a Finder, the one that you've booted to, so I've booted to Macintosh HD, there's no eject button. So there shouldn't be an eject button next to the drive you booted to. So I would suspect it's actually booted not to the right disk. Let's have a look. And then it goes on about Alfred. I'm going to have to read this entire thread, aren't I, for this to make much sense. But I would say you are not booted to the bootable SSD because there is an eject button next to it, so you can't do. But when you go to preferences, it shows the startup disk as the new SSD. That it might do, but I still don't think it's booted to it, because if it had, there wouldn't be an eject button. The quick and dirty way to test if it's booted to is try and eject it. If it ejects it and everything's still there, then you didn't boot to it in the first place, irrespective of what the system preferences is saying. So that might be worth a try. If you have booted to it, it won't let you eject it. But if you've probably not got any... Let me take a screenshot and show you what mine looks like. Let me shrink that up a bit. I will take that so everything's on it. Right. Screenshot. Okay. What's she up to now? You're back again. Honestly, Lola. Right, what we're looking at here, when I get the message that it's done. There we go, it's done. Right. On the left-hand side in the sidebar, down in locations. Now, yours may look different in terms of whether you've got the machine showing or not, but the top item under locations is Mohawk, which is the machine. The item under that is the boot disk, and there is no eject next to it. So that's what's making me think it didn't actually boot to it. But it might have done, we don't know. How do you boot to the SSD? Doing exactly what you've done. You go into System Preferences, and in there you have Startup Disk. And in Startup Disk, if you have more than one disk capable of starting your Mac, which I don't, then you click the one you want to use and then restart, and it should restart in that. Now, I'm assuming you clicked the lock at the bottom and you unlocked it, because otherwise it won't stick. So there's a lock at the bottom. It says click the lock to make changes. So you click that, put in your account password, and that should enable you to boot to the other drive. You did all of that. Well, I still don't think it's booted to it, but hard to tell without actually touching it. But do you have an eject button next to the Macintosh HD? I don't think you have. So I think yours looks exactly like mine. So it may not have booted to it. On the upside, you do already know that you have a clone of your system. So if it dies in the middle of all this, you've actually already got a clone. Oh, you are a good girl, aren't you? Eh? Are you watching? You're looking at all the screenshots. The master will be making a proclamation shortly, Kim, once she's seen it all. Do you know, honestly, it is, or it should be, quite simple. No, no, you said last night, just wait to see what I can do wrong with it. But no, no, that shouldn't be happening. Have a look, take a screenshot. Let me have a look at what's got ejectable next to it and what hasn't. Oh, tonight's dinner from Jonathan. Let's have a look. Ooh, what a happened last night, Jonathan? At what point did we lose you? It went very quiet in the Jonathan department. So I said, don't disturb him.
Oh, that looks lovely, Johnny.
Oh, wow, that does look really nice. Now I fancy a potato. No,
bit of
I
potato,
mustn't.
Bit of lettuce, bit of gherkin.
That looks really nice.
Just need some mayo to finish it off. and some butter on the tape.
I'm sensing from Simon either his keyboard's gone awry again or he's not overly fond of gherkin. Okay, so Kim's saying there is no eject next to the HD and there is to the bootable disc, which would indicate to me it's not booted to the bootable disc. One thing you could do is boot into safe mode and do it from there and see if that makes much difference. But that should just boot into it. There is no problem usually. You can even choose to boot to a DVD if you want. That's the old way of installing an operating system. So Jonathan loves them. Simon thinks he should carry a warning.
It's Saturday night. I think she should have another treat.
Oh, you are a spoiled girl.
She's on the cadge.
You're on the cadge again?
She's on the cadge.
You're a good girl.
And she's expended a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yes, I heard most of it. Came out of her mouth.
From the mouth end.
Oh, dear. Actually, Kim likes gherkins. Yeah, I quite like gherkins.
I like gherkins.
When I had a McDonald's, this was many years ago before I realised it wasn't actually food. But when I had a McDonald's years ago, it would be a cheeseburger. And I'd always say to Mum, no gherkins. This was because, altogether now, my mother had said, you won't like those.
You won't like those.
But when I actually did try one, I did quite like them. Oh, yes, that and green olives, which Chidge just can't bear even the sight of, can he? So when we go out to a cotillion do, we take some cashew nuts and green gherkin, green, what did I just
olives.
Say? Olives. Olives, green olives.
Yeah, we take our own fruit as well.
We do take our own fruit as well. And he's like, oh, no, not olives. But I much prefer them to the black ones, much prefer them. Should you just retry to make the startup disc thing? Well, it can't do any harm, Kim. Go through it again. Click the button at the bottom and make sure that you are actually logged in so it knows you're the admin. Your account is an admin account, isn't it? Your primary account. And just do the thing again and try that. Kiva was squeaking when you said what to do before. She was assisting. She's your number one assistant. Try it again. So click the button at the bottom with the lock. Put your username and password in. Click the bootable and try it again. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever had any problem with that. I've had lots of other problems, but I don't think I've actually had that problem before where it just totally ignores you. But as I said, a lot of the time mine's dead. Sometimes, even when it's dead, it comes back and says, you know, this drive's unstable, make a backup. And I'm like, yeah, never mind. So the drive is actually there in my case, and it does attempt to mount it, the internal one, but it mounts it far enough to know that it's damaged. So I know this is doable. I've done it many times. You do have several SSDs you could boot to. One thing might be to take all the drives off apart from the bootable external. So you've only got the internal and the one you're trying to boot to, and then put the others back once you've got everything set up. Once you've got to it once, it should be fine. That should be the default. I don't think I've ever had to reset it after I've booted to it. I haven't had a tripe stick, Daddy.
You had extra chicken with your dinner.
That was lunch. I just chose to leave it till later. Actually left chicken. Not rubber chicken, obviously. She actually left real chicken at lunch.
Go and settle your bear over there. Good girl.
Come and settle down with Mummy.
Yes, Daddy's being mean, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Daddy's being very, very mean. Oh, do you know, the more I look at Jonathan's dinner, the more I fancy it. And I wouldn't mind, I've already eaten. Good evening, Tracy. Yeah, eject the other SSD so it doesn't get confused with its little self and then mount those again later.
I wondered who John Vesbury was. It was like, what was Debbie's autocorrect? Oh, the pigs.
The pigs.
The pigs.
It doesn't like that it doesn't work on the pigs. That's the title of the show, man. That was the best whatever. Kim's off to reboot, right? Fingers crossed. It's a bit of a saga, Tracy, but we hope we're getting there. Hopefully. So what else? Oh, I did see something today that I thought, well, I've been predicting that for years. Could the time finally be right? It was the rumour mill, because obviously we're getting very close to something nice from Apple in March, possibly an iPad. But this article was saying, isn't it about time we had a bigger iPad? Now, I know what you're thinking. We've already got the mini iPad and the 9-point-something iPad and the 10-point-something iPad and the 11-inch iPad and the 12.9-inch iPad. But I've been saying for years, you could surely get a 17-inch iPad. I know it's big, but it wouldn't weigh much, would it? Anyway, this article was saying possibly a 15-inch, which would be quite a hike, wouldn't it, from the 12.9. Would you buy a big iPad? They've even got a name for it, the iPad Pro Max, which I think is incredibly inelegant. But would you buy it? Oh, Simon. Simon says... hang on. Simon says, I've got 27 iPads. Not quite. I think it's 14. How come I'm showing my power system? Is this the link that I put in earlier? It was to work out about ejectable drives. Where the ejectable drive was, Tracy. Nothing other than that. What's the theme for Brooklands? Jonathan.
Love and romance.
Love and romance. Love. What else? Romance. It's going to be love all night.
It's the
so
love.
So can you think of a good one about love or romance? You mean bigger than the T-Tray 12.9? Yeah, I do think that there is scope for this, because it's been 11 years this year, hasn't it? Yeah, 11 years, the iPad. And what started off as like a consumption device at 9.7 that you would sit on the sofa with has become a workhorse. So a larger screen area would make all the difference with video editing. So I could actually see it happening. I could. iMac is restarting. Right, if we could all say a few words mentally for Kim's iMac, that would be good. Let's crowdsource some goodwill for the thing. No, I really could see Apple doing that. Certainly a 15-inch. Eventually, maybe a 27. I think the only problem with the 27 is the bigger it gets, the more problems you have in terms of bend gate. That it's that thin, you know, you don't sit on it because it's going to bend to the point of breaking. But other than that, I could definitely see that people would buy it. It's got to be love, at least for the way you look at me, by Frank Sinatra. Do you know? Love and Marriage, I've got off Frank Sinatra. Is there another one from Frank Sinatra? I am literally looking at
not
that.
Not in there, no.
Let me have a look.
We can play that Early Doors.
Of course we can.
Yeah. Because Johnny comes in straight away, doesn't he?
So I'm trying to find that. Good grief. You any idea how many there are from Frank Sinatra that start with love? I'll let Mike find it.
Right.
I'll let you find it and put the link in.
I'll find it.
Because there is literally hundreds of them.
Love and Marriage.
Was that the song in Love Actually? Do you know, I've still not seen Love Actually.
No, me neither. It's gotta be love.
That's the issue, Tracy. They've made them a little bit too thin. I personally think it's because the sides are like the not that's the word I'm looking for, the industrial look, the slab like look of it, because I think the rounded ends, the sides when they're rounded, flex a little bit better. So I agree. I think if they're going to do that, they are going to have to be a bit thicker, but you would need it a little bit thicker to get a bigger battery in it to run the screen. Because you wouldn't want to say, you know, here's this fantastic 15-inch or 17-inch iPad. Oh, by the way, it only works for half an hour and then you've got to charge it. So they'd have the surface area would increase if they increase the thickness a little bit. Because I think, I mean, Apple seem to think everybody wants something that weighs what an A4 piece of paper would. But I would rather have something that was a little bit more sturdy. Also, if you start getting into the realms of, you know, 15 inches, 17 inches, you start to think about, wouldn't it be nice to have a couple of extra ports on it? And Apple's answer to that is usually, no, we're taking everything away. So it would probably have to be dongled. But I can see it. I can see this one coming. All right, where are we up to? The 12.9 models were the ones that were... what did they call that one? Was it Flexgate? The one where they were bending and Apple redefined what straight meant. So you could put these iPads on the table and they rocked. They weren't flat to the table. I got the 11-inch and it was fine. But other people got the bigger one and it wasn't quite so fine. Now, of course, mine is never flat on the desk. It's always stood up in a rack or I'm using it. I did try flexing it a little bit and I didn't seem to have the same problem. But the bigger one certainly had a problem. Your 12.9 only runs for 3 hours as it is. Good grief, that's not good. I have a first gen 12.9 and a second gen. I did not get the third one. The second one, the battery life's just amazing. I've had that where I don't need to charge it for 6 weeks. Using it about an hour a day, it just seems to go on and on and on. I will say lately, once I've installed newer apps, newer OSs, it doesn't last as long. But there again, the youngest of those iPads is 4 years old now. So that's actually pretty good. Oh, Kim loves her new 10.2. Excellent. My first gen is a white one and I have actually just charged it.
Come on, settle down.
Let's see what that's saying. Because isn't there a battery option on it now where it'll actually tell you how good it is? There's an alarming weight difference between the first and second gen. Right, wasn't there some magic under batteries? Let's have a look. Control. Battery. Will you stop chuttering? Chuttering, girl. You'd say hello. No, you're just going to chunner, aren't you? Chunner to your little self. No, it doesn't look like there is any magic there about batteries. I thought there was... Where am I thinking of? I thought there was an option that would tell you, give you some idea of the life cycle of the battery, how it's doing, and whether you might need to cross Apple's palm with gold to get a new one. But no, all I'm getting is it's charged. Right, I'll unplug it and I'll start stressing it because there's some updates for this and it wants to back up while it's at it. I know what you're doing. It's so funny. Oh, Lola, you are just a card. You really are. Right, let's try stressing it and see what the battery says. But I haven't noticed it being that bad, to be honest. Oh, that's lovely. I've just got an iMessage from Mike.
It says what?
I'm driving. I don't think it's in real time on this one. No, I'm hoping not anyway. Hoping it's not in real time. That would never do at all, would it? It was from a couple of days ago, I think. I think that was it. Right, I've got it updating, so we'll see how it goes, how it lasts. Usually it's okay. But when I got the second gen, there is a noticeable difference in weight between the first and second. I had to contemplate whether I wanted the 12.9 for the third gen or the other one.
Come on.
Yeah, it must have been a few days ago, mustn't it? Must have been a while ago, Kim. It's all right. Mine's not said that for ages. You wish to change the position of the Face ID. Oh, on the iPad, it drives me insane. That is always where my thumb is. There should be two cameras and it should know which orientation it's in and not bother me about the one that my thumb is over. Face ID or Touch ID? I wonder, you know, whether they'll do it from the watch on both now. But the Face ID camera is actually pretty irrelevant, isn't it, if you think about it? In terms of, if you're wearing a mask, it doesn't work anyway. Then they passed it off to the watch. I really think, instead of doing like contortions with it in terms of we've taken the button away. So we're onto Face ID. Oops, that's not working. Why don't they just make the entire screen a touch screen where it will read your fingerprint? Why can't we do that? I know Apple, they would not want to go back. But sometimes I've got my phone on charge or I've got it flat on the desk. And I get a notification and I tap it and it won't open it. Because it's looking for the Face ID. And, of course, the camera's facing the ceiling or something. Then I've got to pick it up to activate the Face ID. It's inconvenient. It's way more convenient to just touch a touch button on it. Oh, look at that. Devon Think to Go is no longer available. Again. So I can't update to the latest version on there. It's a good job I had it on one app, isn't it? On one of my iPads. This, Simon, is why I have so many. 8 hours at least. That's not bad. I mean, I know they advertise. Is it 22? Which is ridiculous. I can't see me get... Not if I sat with it for 22 hours anyway. Of course, it does depend what you're doing. When they say, you know, it lasts for however long, they mean doing virtually nothing with it. Just having it propped up, watching a very dark film. But when you are actually installing software, running updates, doing work, it doesn't last that long. I was never overly concerned about the fact that a laptop only lasted a couple of hours. But that was back in the day when you could buy a spare battery and carry it with you. Those days are long gone. I know there are power bricks, and I happen to have a great power brick. That charged it and didn't even touch it. It's still at 100%. Which is crazy for an 11-inch iPad. So it's going to depend on what you're actually doing with it. But would Apple make one 15 inches? I mean, I'm looking at this one and thinking, at 12.9, it is actually quite big, isn't it? You add a little bit onto that. But if you lost the bezel, because I'm looking at the Rev 1 now, I reckon it's doable. Yeah, I could see them bringing that out. Because they're going to have to make it different enough that you want to buy one. What are you doing?
Does she want to go out?
I think she might do. That doesn't mean she doesn't want to go out again, does it, Mike? Oh, she's leading him a merry dance tonight. A merry, merry dance. Bless her. She's been good all day. This is the problem. Literally, she has been snoring her head off. As I said, she doesn't often come into the office beyond treats and you know, 5 minutes. And then she'll be on the landing, making sure that she's got both of us down, pinned down. But she's actually been in the office. So while Mike was doing his excelling, there she is next to the helmer drawers, feet clanging on them. So if you can imagine dog claws hammering on a helmer, snoring. Too cute. Absolutely too cute. But now, of course, she's giddy. So now she needs to go out. She's already been out and made a cacophony of noise in the garden. But that won't stop her going out and doing it all again. Just to keep Daddy occupied. Bless. She's too cute. Devs is usually plugged in. There's an outlet where you sit, you keep it plugged in. If you keep it plugged in most of the time, then the battery actually, that adversely affects the battery. The best thing you can do with a device like that is let it run down to nothing at least once a month. I do that with mine at least once a month, sometimes twice. And then every now and then I'll have like charging Friday. And I'll have like a 10-port power brick and everything is charging up from that. Oh, Tony, I'm liking your thinking. Liking your thinking. A 15 to 17-inch iPad running Mac instead of iOS. Sadly, it's much more likely, Tony, we'll end up with an iMac running iOS. The way Apple are going, I can see that. Tracy's new 11-inch won't last a full workday of accounting notes on a single charge. Mine doesn't do bad. As I say, it depends what you're doing. A lot of the time I'd be watching a video and making notes on it. So I've actually got like split screen. So in essence, no, it's not going to last as long doing that. But I don't think any of them last the length of time that Apple say. I think they've got the brightness turned down to virtually nothing. And like I say, they've just got a video playing and that's it. About once a month is probably best, Deb. If you're having trouble with it, if you do that sort of 4 or 5 times, that might actually cure the problem. I had a 10.5 inch, which is I love that one. I do love my iPad Pro 10.5 inch. More so than the 11 inch in terms of if I'm picking it up to work with it and I don't need the pencil. If I do, then it's the 11 inch I go for. But this 10.5 would not charge beyond 95%. Needless to say, it was just out of AppleCare when it decided to do that. And it went on for months and months. And no matter how many times, I thought, I'll let it run down. And then I started again, 95%. I thought, let it run down, 95%. In the end, I thought, just leave it. If it gets any worse, we'll replace the battery. But after about the 5th or 6th time, I let it run down to nothing. It now charges back up to 100 and it seems okay. So sometimes it just takes a few cycles to kickstart it. But it's all right now. Tracy thinks GoodNotes is a battery hog and that's why. Well, GoodNotes could well be, to be honest. I use GoodNotes and when I'm using it, I've got probably a video open next to it and I'm making notes. So I'm using GoodNotes and something else, hence the battery dropping. But I can probably get a day out of a charge. With my 11 inch, I'd probably start plugging it in at about the 10% mark if I need to carry on working with it that day. I'm testing this first gen 12.9 by installing all the updates on it, of which there's quite a few. Because I've been doing the let it run down to nothing, and it's probably been down to nothing for about 3 days now. So now everything on the planet wants to update. 33 updates. So I'll let it do all of its updates and then see where we're at, what battery length we've got on it. At the minute, it's 100%. So it's installing all the apps and it's still at 100%. But it also does need to do a system update. So we'll see how that goes and how long it takes. Good notes on one side and PDF expert on another. There you go then. So I wouldn't say it uses twice as much battery, but it certainly uses more. Ah, Kim's back. Latest attempt was not successful. The HD cannot be ejected again. The bootable SSD is still highlighted in system preferences. There is some weirdness going on there, Kim. Let me think. What's where? That's Serenity. Where did Boomerang go? If that's Novate, that's Faith. We haven't got Boomerang plugged in, have we?
Which is Boomerang?
The one with the knackered hard drive. I know you're thinking which one. I'm trying to think. Which one have I got booting? Novate boots from an external drive, doesn't it? Let's have a look at Novate. Boomerang got removed downstairs after annoying me. Oh, we did contemplate putting in another desk with a Mac on, didn't we? Oh, that would necessitate, when I say a trip to IKEA, I mean a virtual trip to IKEA.
They got swapped around, so I don't know which is which.
It's a good job I know. I think I should do a diagram.
There's two next door.
That's Novate and Faith.
One of which is
splitting. Put some labels on them for you.
Better had. Well, the one in front's not plugged in, is it?
No.
The one at the back is.
Well, this is the one that's at the back. Okay. So I need to see what mine looks like when it's booting to an external drive. That's what we'll do. So let's have a look. Yep. When you are booted to the external drive, there is no eject button next to it, which is how mine looks. Yeah, I suggested that you do a option key thing to, what's it called? Something mode. What that will give you is like a very basic Mac setup. You can only do a certain number of things with it and do it from there. But it should, there's no actual reason why that's not working. Apart from the fact it's not actually working. There you go. Now check, what's this about GoodNotes here? Right, give it a go. How does not plugged in using GoodNotes? Got some stuff you need to do in it. Okay. Just about to suggest labels for the iMac. See, I know which each one is, but it's Mike. It's poor Mike. And the thing was, we had a plan, and the plan went awry. We initially put everything where we'd planned to put it, and then decided that that wouldn't work, and we'd need to rearrange it. So obviously, it's a little bit more complicated now, and Mike's lost the plot completely. Ooh, Mike will like this. Hubby has a spreadsheet for all the devices and when and what needs to be done. Oh, that's organised. Excellent. I put ours in Notion. And there is a field for location. I just didn't update it. Don't tell Mike. He doesn't need to know. He does not need to know that I did not do that yet. I will get round to that. I will. But today I was actually going through some old stuff that I'd done, old courses, and the notes were all over the place. Like Tracy says, she uses GoodNotes. Some of my notes are in GoodNotes, which is fine. You know, you can do a search in GoodNotes. And if you put them in a separate notebook, awesome. But they're not actually in where the videos are from the course or where any screenshots are that you took. So I went back through some old courses that I'd taken months ago, years ago. What are you doing down there now? Leave the leg of the chair alone. And I thought, I'll put these in Notion. And, you know, it's actually amazing. As you start pulling together all the information that you've got, it starts to be even more valuable. Just not more valuable than you would imagine in just putting it in one place. So I then started supplementing it and think, OK, I'll put the video in there. I might as well put the notes in from there. So I've been consolidating. Upshot of which is you'll probably see that next week on After Hours. And I've got Sarah's data to play with as well. So, yes, you need it. Making the spreadsheets is grand. Keeping the spreadsheets up to date, even better. So I am actually doing that. After Notion came back, after yesterday's complete and utter debacle, it's been all right today, so it's fairly stable at the moment. Are you injured?
I'm injured. Blisters.
This is because Lola's been dragging you all over.
Because the ground's frozen.
Deb's got a... That's probably a bit hot. And if it's blistered, it's going to hurt.
Yes, it did.
Don't swear. We're live. No bad words.
I'm also cooking chicken.
Not the
chicken.
Right, look, Deb says that you'll like this. There's a spreadsheet involved.
Hubby has started a spreadsheet for all the devices and when and what needs to be done. Ooh, spreadsheets.
I'd need the newer version of Excel for that, wouldn't I, with the millions of lines.
Oh, spreadsheets.
Oh, Mike, stop it. You've already had 6 hours of spreadsheeting today. How much spreadsheeting?
Baby, give me the spreadsheets.
How much spreadsheeting can a man do in a day?
Spreadsheet love.
I wish there was a song with the word spreadsheet in. Oh. Ooh. Loving that, Deb. Hubby wanted to know what the $20 charge was from Apple yesterday. You were trying to explain why you needed Devonthink to go through when you paid for it in August. Love it. Oh. Tony, any chance I can look at the Devonthink video you mentioned last night? You'll decide if you want to hit purchase or not. Is this the Devonthink series that I've done before? If that is what you're looking for, I've got a whole index to that. So let's go get the link to that.
Stick it in Slack for him.
There we go.
We'll stick it in there.
This is a blog post that's got links to every little bit of Devonthink that we did. And one of them was Devonthink to Go. But bear in mind, it was the old version of Devonthink to Go. But this was everything we've done with Devonthink. There we go. So it links through to the After Hours episodes. But at the timestamp that we started doing the Devonthink thing. So we'll have to supplement that. Hubby also has a spreadsheet of my entire medical life. Yeah, Mike could have one of those, but he'd be blank if it was mine. Oh, we're on course, aren't we, for 15 million doses by tomorrow?
Are we?
Apparently. It makes no difference to me. They haven't offered me one, so I'm not bothered.
Yeah, and the way that hot water hurt my blister is preparing me for the jab.
Whether it hurts or not depends who does it, you know. I swear it does. My iPad's not backed up. No. Right, it's just installed 55 updates and it's still at 100%, which I think's quite impressive.
Bet I've got more than that.
More than what?
55 updates.
Oh, you always have more than 55 updates. 55 updates is a light day for you. Oh, I had a question. Right, now seriously, all pay attention. Attention. Right, what would be your perfect now, not just, yeah, I can manage that. No, perfect day and time for a live session. Obviously, Mike and I, traditionally, we've had them all over the place, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mondays, Thursdays, Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Friday. But what would your perfect day and time be for a live session? So not an after hours, because that's Friday at 9. Perfect day and time.
Your local time, and then we'll convert it.
Will we? Oh, right. Giving me work here. Hang on. You didn't tell me about that.
No, because if Kim says 9 o'clock, that'll be 2 in the morning. Mind you, that'd suit you, wouldn't it?
Oh, Tony, that's so cool. Cancel the diary for any time. Oh, weekends, 8 a.m. So I get a point. Jonathan, you'd be on your own at 8 a.m.
Jonathan, points don't count unless it's after hours at 9 o'clock.
Earliest would be 5 p.m. Eastern, which would be
10 at night.
10 p.m. here, right? Any particular day for anybody? I've been looking at my YouTube stats and they're alarming. For a start, Mike reckoned my biggest audience was India, and it's not; it's the States. But India came in fifth.
Yeah.
That was impressive. And do you know who was third? Have a guess who was third. Top was the US, second was the UK. The third actually got me. And now I'm working on the principle. They speak a different language entirely, but their English must be...
China.
No, it wasn't China. Let me think now.
Well, it's not Aussies, is it?
I'm thinking who the fourth... Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Australia, no.
Are they in Europe?
Yeah.
Are they in the EU?
We're not. What difference does it make?
Spain.
No, it wasn't Spain, no.
France, Germany.
Germany.
Mm.
Germany were third. No, not Japan. Let me see where Japan are in the list. Because I can see all of this stats thing. What is fascinating...
So the question then is, are you big in Japan?
Nicely done, Mike. Nicely done. Many moons ago, when I started on YouTube... some of the stats it gives you, and it does give you amazing stats. If you go to the audience and you scroll down, you get like age and gender. And mine was 97% male, which I thought was like, whoa. Anyway, that's been much improved. Much improved. You are now 85% likely to be male and 15% likely to be female. So we pulled it back, ladies. I think it's us lot. Then there's the ages. Thankfully, no views in the 13 to 17-year-old range, because otherwise I'd have copper to deal with, and I don't want to deal with that, so my stuff's not for kids. You are also, this is all you guys, most likely to be 25 to 34 years old, which obviously we all are, aren't we? Even my Facebook age is more than that. All right, top geographies. United States, 22%. United Kingdom, 9%. Germany, 5%. And Canada, 3.3%. With India coming in at 3% in position 5. So let's go and have a look. Who comes after that? I do find these amazing, the countries. Indonesia, France, Italy, Poland, Thailand, Australia, Netherlands, Singapore, Belgium, Brazil, Russia, South Korea. Do you think it's odd they're together? Spain, Sweden, Japan, Chechnya, Greece, Malaysia, Mexico, the Philippines, Austria, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Denmark, and Turkey. It's amazing. The information they give you here is absolutely amazing. So if we go into that one, oh, that one's fairly straightforward. But I do think that's a bit odd. They've got this male-female gender split, but nothing else. So it's fascinating looking at all of these. But one of them on the homepage, so on your channel analytics, you can pick a video or you can do the whole thing. You can actually see when people are watching your channel virtually in real time. It's the most amazing thing. So I was looking at it and I can see what the most popular time is. And Mike and I were blown away because that's not when we thought it would be. So let's have a look. 11 p.m. Central. Is that 10-hour time? It is, isn't it? If it's not a 4-hour extravaganza. No, it wouldn't be. No. Weekdays 10 a.m. to 1. Which is, yeah, 10 a.m. your time, Tracy. That's 9 a.m. ours. That's not happening. 11 o'clock to 1, Mike. With all the girls in the McBites family. Exactly. That must have made a massive difference. Because honestly, it was 97.9, I think. So it was virtually 98% men watching. So we've pulled it back a lot. An awful lot. Other than that, I've got no more information than that. I don't think I can do a gender split by country, which would be interesting for me. But yeah, still mostly men. What can I say? It must be what I do. Right, I'm going to make a note of all these times. Mike's going to make a list for me. Slovakia should be there. You've been watching from there. Right, let's have a look. Let's go back to analytics country. Where have we gone? Audience. Where's our country's geographies? Right. It's only showing up to a certain number of views. So maybe you are on your own watching from there. I will let you know if and when it pops up. There you go. The majority of the audience is pimply Asian males. No, the majority of the audience would be American men in their 30s. American men in their 30s who don't need the subtitles turned on. Subtitles are fascinating. The subtitle languages that are the most popular, English. Now, I have heard from a few people in France and they watch the channel and say that if they turn the subtitles on, they can follow along beautifully, and then they turn them off and try and follow along. Because they say, I speak clearly, apparently, for whatever they're trying to do. But I've also had subtitles turned on in Italian, Arabic and Portuguese, which is pretty amazing. The Italian one was 1,526. That's quite a lot from Italy, isn't it? The stats are fabulous. You could spend all day watching those and following them along. Kim says she promises she's not an American man in her 30s. That's the average. And Kim, you are so far not average. You are way better than average. Now we're sorting out File Vault, are we? I wouldn't have thought that would be enabled. Not without deliberately doing it.
Have you got the first couple lined up?
I think I have, if you've not changed the first couple.
I have changed them.
Oh, that's right. Move the goalposts, why don't you? Right, I'll go key up something different then if we're not keying up that. I had your favourite, followed by a Frank Sinatra. But that clearly isn't what I've got now, yeah. So let me go have a look. Oh, I've still got that one.
Because we decided we had to bin some of mine. Otherwise, we'd be going on till 3 a.m.
Right, okay. That wasn't one of Ellen's, was it?
No, I checked.
That's a good one, actually. That is a good shout, that. I'm impressed
and
with
I've
that.
And I've stuck Johnny's third.
Right, and we have actually found it now, have we? Looks like we do.
In the alternative.
Right, okay. So let me get that. And we'll go pick it up. So early on as well, that one. Where's the other one gone that you had in there?
I've whizzed them down to the bottom.
Okay, I'll get rid of it and then go back. Oh, I was about to say a very bad word then, as I went to download something and it didn't work. Shall we try that again then? Bad as the dog. Right, come on. I hope you disappeared too. Right, click there, you download. We've got a deal here. No, can't do that. That's not happening for you today, Elaine, says my machine. It's getting uppity. I think it's taking lessons from Kim's machine. Does it say turn on Firevolt? We're waiting with bated breath now. Does it say turn on Firevolt? I wouldn't have thought it would copy if that was turned on. But that could explain why it took so long. Good grief, that was fast. Right, it's doing the update, so I'm keeping my eye on the battery of that iPad while we're at it. Right, we are, of course, going into Brooklands by request at 8 o'clock. Do feel free to join us. It is brooklands196.com, and it's 5 hours of music. The theme to which tonight is love and romance, but we always have a complete ball. The theme doesn't really matter, does it? We'll find a way to make it work. We will find a way.
Well, City won 3-0, so that'll please Tony.
Oh,
who's already in the chat?
The theme tonight, Alex, is love and romance. Oh, Tony's going to miss tomorrow, not landing until 5:15 at Luton. How do you get to the show after? This show, Marooned, you will find it on the homepage if you scroll down. But you might let me need to process it first. Well, you will need to let me process it first. And I've got something to fix on it as well. So I will make sure that you get a link. But you can either subscribe to it as a podcast, but I'm a little bit behind with the shows. So I will get my proverbial in gear tomorrow. I might as well clear that up, hadn't I, Mike? I keep putting it off. That's the problem. Because I don't get any help with it, do I, Mike? Notice how quiet he is now. So I need to sort that out. But yes, you will be able to listen to it. Absolutely. I will sort that out. Right, I do believe I've got that song that's needed. So let me have a look at that. Oh, downloads. There we go. Not liking the look of that.
Oh.
Not liking the look of that at all.
I found another one by Nat King Cole.
No, I've got it, but I've got 4 files and I should only have 1 file. It looks like it's like a partial download, but we'll see. You're very welcome, Kim. We are here to help. Right, let me turn that up then. Oh, do I have to press play and everything? I think that one's okay, Mike.
Cool.
So we'll go with it. And if it's not, I take full responsibility. If it turns out to be some kind of porn fest...
I listen to it. I listen to it.
Yes, I know, but I've downloaded it and I've got 4 versions of it.
1 minute to go.
Right, we are 1 minute out of our music show. If you've not been with us before, just follow along. It's music. And there's all kinds of music, isn't there? From a pink toothbrush that Jonathan likes to AC/DC. Anything goes. The theme tonight, love and romance. So what we do is we go out of here, but we're still here. But you need to transfer to brooklands196.com. So for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.